Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Sorry for the faux pas on the setup last hour. We, that's part of the drama of live radio. But we're live again, and here we are joined now by a writer who, he's on the biggest website in the world of its type, which makes him the biggest writer at the website, which makes him the biggest writer of the gun culture in the world, and that is Dean Weingarten. How you doing, sir?
I am doing very well, Bill. That's live radio, like you said.
Yeah.
All kinds of interesting things happening, though, so we got plenty to talk.
Well, you have got them jammed up because the last article they're showing for you on Ammoland is the 20th.
Yeah, there's five or six in the hopper.
Well, let's talk about what's in the hopper then.
Yeah, well, let's do that. I'm trying to remember. Did we talk about the State Department banning Russian ammo imports?
We haven't. No, I've seen talk of it. We certainly can. Let's do that.
Yes, that's the last one. The latest one that's there, and it's interesting stuff. And you go, why did the Biden administration choose this time to ban imports of ammunition and firearms from Russia? I mean, they already had put sanctions on in March, and it was for the supposed poisoning of Alexei Navalny, I think is how you pronounce it. I might be off on that, using this Novichok chemical agent. And the Russians have denied it all along, and their fingerprints seem to be on it, but then again, they have a lot of satellites and former satellites and fellow travelers and all, and I'm not sure you could convict them in a court of law. But they did put sanctions on Russia, and now, another 4 months later, they're putting more sanctions on. And it just happened to be when heat was really getting hot on Afghanistan. So I think it's partly just to get people thinking about something else. But the other thing is that the people it really hurts are the U.S. Gun owners, because we already have high ammo prices and a just barely sufficient supply. And now they're going to be cutting off ammunition to a lot of popular calibers where Russia supplies, most of, I think, or maybe at least 40% of things like 7.62x54 and 7.62x39, and almost certainly 5.45x39. They produce a lot of 223. Well, it's called 5.56x45 for them, and their Wolf ammunition for match grade 22 is also very popular. So all of that stuff will be in shorter supply. But they didn't ban it all at once. They said they're going to deny any new and pending permit applications. And any permit applications that get through before September 7th will be okay. So there's going to be a supply in the pipeline for a while. We just don't know how long. I see specials at Amaland on lots of AK clones and things like that. So I suspect they will pick up in sales.
What is to prevent, and is it all about price? What is to prevent American ammo purveyors from making those calipers?
Nothing, except they're just busy making everything else right now.
Right.
Yeah, that's the only thing. I mean, and there are American companies that make 7.62 by 39. It's just a lot pricier than the former East Bloc stuff because they had all their huge military factories making it, all set up for it, and they've been producing a lot of it. So there isn't any reason, but, you know, and those of us who were lucky enough to buy 1,440-round spam cans of, you know, high-grade 7.62 by 39 for pennies around, you know, we're lucky.
I just, you know, sometimes I sit back and, you know, when ammo was cheap and we didn't have shortages and all this other stuff, it whenever we have, like during the Trump slump, right? During the Trump slump,
right,
when there was just surpluses of everything, because everybody's like, oh, gun rights, you're not going to be under attack by anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
I shot 22 rimfire down at 2.7 cents a round.
Yeah. So here's where my problem comes in. Why don't we, when we're in these slumps, why doesn't the industry, your opinion, why doesn't the industry say, you know what? We should do something for a rainy day. We should get out here and make this to where it can work for a rainy day.
Well, you know, in an odd, weird kind of way, they actually did. Because what happened was during the last bubble, remember when 22 ammunition was really hard to get around 2013, 2014, it started getting hard to get? And pricey. We went from about four billion rounds of 22 production a year to 5 billion rounds of 22. Vista Outdoors, which is owns CCI and Federal, they increased their production about, I think it was 20%. I'm recalling from the articles I wrote at the time, talking to industry insiders. And then Aguila, which is, you know, basically was Remington down in Mexico. I mean,
right.
They totally revamped their process, went with a Ely priming process, and about doubled their production up to about 1 billion rounds a year. But they supply most of South and Central America anyway. I mean, they also get ammo. South and Central America get ammo from us and other places, too. But that's where I think about half of their production goes to South and Central America. So we went, the total imported and produced 22 ammo in the U.S. went from about 4 billion to about 5 billion rounds. I mean, that's a big jump when you're considering its base capacity. And we are still doing that. But and right now, because we've added maybe 8, maybe 10, who knows how many million new gun owners, and those people want some ammunition to go with their guns, so we've increased the base demand for ammo. So everything has been going up. And as you say, the Trump stuff, I remember the guy, I forget his name, but I remember writing an article about it, who was in charge of Vista Outdoors, and they had increased the ammunition manufacturing capability in Idaho, and they got that up quite a bit, and then the Trump slump, so to speak, hit. Now, we were still doing pretty good business, but ammunition sales fell down quite a bit.
Hang on right there for me. Hang on there. We're coming up on the break. We'll talk about this on the other side. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back.
know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. So then, talking to Dean Weingarten, we were just talking about the Biden administration and their little band they've got on Eastern Bloc ammo.
But it's just Russian. That's the other thing. There's a lot
Russian
of
and guns, yeah.
ammo that comes from Romania, from Bulgaria, you know, from, let's see, probably Hungary, from the former Czech Republic, from, let's see, where's that one that was real? Well, it used to be East Germany. I don't know if they're producing any anymore. But the point is there's a lot of production of those calibers from other places. And, you know, if I were the Soviets, but not they're not Soviets anymore, if I were the Russians, and say, well, I can't send ammo to these places anymore, but, gee, I can probably send them cases and powder and sell them primers and sell them projectiles. You know, I'll sell those things to these East Bloc manufacturing plants, and then they'll sell them to the Americans at a higher price, and I get the same deal. At least that sounds plausible to me.
Yeah.
But I was saying that this CEO of Vista Outdoors had invested in more plant to up 22 rimfire production, which I thought was a wise thing to do. But then we had the slump, the little bit of a slump. It wasn't a huge slump during the Trump years. And he got fired. Well, his successor barely gets into office a little bit more. And all of a sudden, he's in Gravy City. Everybody in their world, you know, wants 22 ammunition. They want it now, and they're willing to pay high prices for it. So it's kind of ironic. But he is benefiting hugely from the decisions of his predecessor.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, sometimes the world works that way, you know.
It does. It does. How many Russian AKs did we ever actually get imported into the United States?
Oh, that's a really good question. And because I don't have a good answer to it. Because they were all imported under different names. You know, you had East German, you had, like I said, Romanian, you had the Finnish version, which were Valmet, which made a wonderful, wonderful version. I owned one of those for a little while. They're really well made. And then you had, of course, the Soviets, and you had the Chinese. You had all different kinds. There are probably collectors out there that could spend a lifetime just trying to get all the variations of the various AKs. I mean, there's lots of variations. So I don't know how many we got, but it has to be in the many millions. It's hard for me to believe it'd be less than a few million.
Yeah, I just wonder how much of that is actually how much of an impact that's actually going to have on the market.
Anymore, I don't know, because, you know, the people who wanted them pretty much got them in a lot of cases. The impact, I think, will be more on the ammunition supply. That's just my take on it. But
right.
Then again, you know, a lot of people like the AK pattern. It's got a good reputation for reliability. If you get ones that are, you know, well made. They made some milled receiver ones. Those have a reputation for good accuracy. You know, the biggest problem from my perspective on the AK pattern guns is it's hard to mount optics on them. Some of them have the side plate mounting, which I've always considered a bit problematic.
Yeah, it's gigantic.
Yeah, it is. Then you put your eye way above the bore. And then, you know, there have been various attempts to make a mounting system for the SKS. I find the SKS to be a really nice little rifle. I mean, I like them. I think they work well. They're accurate. But it's hard to get optics on them, and that's the biggest. And you can't even, it's even hard to put a, well, I put a crude homemade peep sight on one of mine, and it worked great. But you always wondered if, because I put it on the dust cover. But the problem is, when you take the dust cover off to clean the gun and you put it back on, you wonder if your point of zero is the same. So then you have to sight it in again. So, and it's just a pain every time you clean a gun to have to sight it in.
Yeah.
But a lot of the Russian designs are good designs. They're very reliable. And they the best of the bunches, you know, like there's all kinds of AKs and AKMs and all that, if you get the best ones, they tend to be pretty accurate, too.
Yeah.
But
you can
know,
definitely do. I've never had the. I've owned two AKs. I really wanted to like them, but
well,
both
don't
of
like
them.
Their safety.
No, I don't like that at all. I don't like their safeties. I don't like how you know, some the ones that I always have gotten together always seem to have a hard time coming apart and going back together. If you clean them, that dried out wooden furniture they put on some of them that catches on fire if you just shoot it, you
yeah,
know, shoot a few magazines through it. You know, that's a thing. And you know, for me, the M16, the M4, that's what I carried in the military. So the ARs, the various AR platforms, are just home for me.
Well, and I like them, the AR platform, better because they're lighter, they're more accurate, they've got better range. And of course, you know, they're flatter shooting. So if you take care of it, the AR has had a lot of improvements made over the years. And one of the biggest ones that we made over Vietnam was stop using the ammunition with, the calcium in the ball powder that, put a lot of, hard deposits in their gas tube, rendering them unreliable. Use good ammunition, and you take care of them. They're a very reliable platform.
Yeah, one thing that most people don't talk about is how many people died trying to clear stoppages in the early days of the fielding of the M16. Yeah,
I've heard horror stories. And they you know, they were following their training, which said this is a very reliable platform. And you have people trying to get the, you know, a cleaning rod out to try and get a case that's stuck in the chamber or whatever. And they have to get up on their knees and they take a round. I mean, it's just horror stories like that.
Yep.
And we expect better of our supply and acquisition system.
Compared to those days, we're now living the dream. We're coming up on the next break. This article is at Ammoland.com regarding the Russian ammo and gun ban from the Biden administration, as are nearly, well over 1,800 other articles by Dean Weingarten. AmmoLand.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 60 million people are being impacted by the heat wave blanketing the country. Through the end of the week, some areas in the Midwest plains will see temperatures close to 110 degrees. The desert southwest will be the hottest of all, with cities like Phoenix and Tucson, Arizona, nearing 115 degrees. President Biden met with members of his cabinet, national security team, and members of the private sector to discuss cybersecurity on Wednesday. The president discussing his most recent cybersecurity initiatives.
We're committing to deploy cybersecurity technology that are extending that initiative as to gas pipelines as well next. That's where we're going.
According to White House officials, talks will focus on building lasting cybersecurity and the cybersecurity workforce. This is USA Radio News. The Social Security cost of living adjustment for 2022 potentially will be the biggest in 40 years. Estimates indicate the annual boost could be 6.2%, prompted by rising inflation. But rising prices on grocery store shelves and at gasoline pumps aren't the only reason why those bigger monthly benefit checks will likely not go far. Social Security's cost of living adjustment is calculated each year using the Consumer Price Index for urban wage earners and clerical workers. The calculation for 2022 will be based on data through the third quarter. Moreover, two other items, Medicare Part B premiums and taxes, would likely reduce the value of that increase for many, according to research from the Center for Retirement Research. Flags at Tennessee Capitol are lowered to half staff to honor the victims of the catastrophic flooding in Middle Tennessee. At least 18 people have died in the historic rain and flood event over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. I've got the busy throat. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com. Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Now we're going into territory. I have no idea what we're talking about because I've exhausted my supply of stuff that I know that he's written. So where would you like to go now, sir?
So we're going to talk about something that I've been working on for a long time. I mean, 5 years. And this this article is sitting at Amalan, and it's not super time dependent, as you might guess, since I've been working on it for 5 years. So I don't know when it will be published. But we can talk about it, and especially some of the background, because it's been a long time coming. And what it is you've probably read about some testing of old ammunition to see what the shelf life is on modern ammunition. And there has been some tests of military cartridges that have been 100 years old and older, and they work pretty well. It's not... And many, many people have had the experience of shooting World War II surplus ammunition, even World War I surplus ammunition, though that's becoming less common, and having most of it work pretty well. Of course, the thing with really, as you get ammunition that's, say, before the 20s or 30s or even U.S. military ammunition before about 1955 or so, some of it will be corrosive. And you have to clean up better. So, but you don't see long-term storage testing of .22 rimfire. you just don't, because it's expendable and you generally don't have military stockpiles of it. So where do you find ammunition that is old to give you sufficient testing, you know, to give you a reasonable, at least if not an idea of how long it will last, of that it's at least good for this long? So 5 years ago, in 2016, I was visiting a friend of mine in Middleton, Wisconsin. And I wrote an article about it because we talked, and he was an absolutely superb shot with a rifle and pistol and shotgun. He was at the state champion level of shooter, with at least with pistols. And he was excellent with rifles and with shotguns, too. So I'm talking to him, and he described to me a hunt he did when dumps were not regulated very much in 1957. And this one dump had been gathering and breeding rats all winter, and it was about 5 acres in extent. And he did a hunt there one night and killed, 365 rats in 8 hours, which I dubbed as a world record. And I wrote of it as a world record, and I put it out as a world record, and no one has challenged it. Most record rat killing is done by terriers, by dogs, who are trained to kill rats and can do an amazing job. When I was doing the research, I found that there were rat terriers that have killed, you know, hundreds of rats in an hour. I mean, it was just amazing. But that's the way most of the really serious rat killing is done. But in America, we like to shoot things. And, you know, you want to keep the rat population down. So back in the 1950s, before they started bulldozing all of the dumps, There were a lot of rats at dumps, and this one was just an exceptional dump. And he went there one night and he killed all these rats. And he told me that he knew that he shot 850 rounds in that 8 hours, which is, I think about a round every 80 seconds. And I said, well, how 850? It's ammunition I've stored in 22 ammunition I stored in these quart jars. I know that each jar holds 850 rounds. And I said, well, when did you put the ammunition in the jars? And we started talking, and because he could remember the hunt so vividly, this was in 2016, because it was just before his birthday in 57. And then he said, well, I know I put that stuff in the jars before 1956 or during 1956, because he shot one of them in 57, see? And so he had a large cache of 22 rimfire ammunition that dated back to 1956, at least. It was probably, some of it is probably a couple or 3 years older, you know, because he accumulated some of it, and some of it might have been stored a little before he put it in the jars. And most of it was Remington standard velocity ammunition. And he was one of these people that keeps meticulous records of everything. And he asked me, I did not put his name in the rat hunt article because he treasured his privacy. But he died in 2018, 2 years later. I was with him when he died. And his name, he knew I would reveal his name after his death. His name was Don Cowley of Middleton, Wisconsin. And I've got all his records. And he had tens of thousands of rounds of .22 ammunition stored up, which isn't that much when you consider how much he used .22 ammunition. And he was a high-level .22 pistol shot. You know, he was one of a team in 1955 of the ROTC team at the University of Wisconsin that won the sectional championships, not the state championships, but the next one up from that, the sectional championships. And he I was told, you know, at his wake or celebration, funeral, memorial, whatever, somebody said that he would limit the, at the gun club he was currently at, he would limit his shooting at the NRA national match course to left-handed to make it a little fairer. And just a couple of months earlier, at about 83 years old, maybe 84, he had shot a 290 left-handed standard match course. That is incredible performance. And he did that when in his 80s. So, he had a reason to have a fair amount of ammunition. But he died in 2018. So, I was able to buy his entire cache of 22 ammunition in 2018. And it contained over 20,000 rounds of pre-1956 Remington standard velocity rounds. So I have completed the first stage of what I envision as a long-term testing project to determine when and if 22 ammunition reasonably stored ever starts degrading. So I fired 500 rounds of CCI, standard velocity, as a...
I tell you what, hang on. We'll finish this when we get to the other side. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. When we had left him, he just bought a huge cache of 22 long rifle ammo. How many rounds did you say that was?
Well, there was tens of thousands, and of the Remington that was 1956 or before, there was over 20,000 rounds. And all of it was in quart mason jars, sealed, that hadn't been opened for 65 years. Well, one of them had been opened in 2016 when Don showed me the cache to start with. And I begged, I didn't beg him, but I asked him. I said, hey, you know, he said, I don't even know if that stuff's still any good. And I said, well, let me have a few rounds. I'll test it, you know, just to see. And so he very reluctantly, because, you know, he liked the security of having tens of thousands around of 22 ammunition. I mean, it wasn't like he couldn't buy new ammunition. He was a multimillionaire by that time. When he died, his estate was about $10 million. But he lived very modestly, and, you know, this is stuff he had accumulated over quite a few years. So he kind of reluctantly took me to one of the jars of ammunition and opened it up, and I smelled it just to see if there was any sort of acetone smell that sometimes happens with degraded smokeless powder. And I didn't smell anything like that. You could just detect sort of a faint whiff of old wax, probably because it was in an airtight sealed container. So there was whatever oxygen had been in there had already been used up a long time ago. And I got out 24 rounds in 2016. That's all he'd let me have. Well, I shot it, and it did great. I mean, it just did what you'd expect of good quality standard velocity ammunition, and I think it was about 0.36 inch groups at 50 feet with a target rifle that I was doing from a rest on those 24 rounds. So when I got the cache of the tens of thousands of rounds, I found that jar, and in it, my friend Don had put a little slip of paper. 24 rounds fired May 10th, 2016, all worked. That's how meticulous he was about his records. And when he died, I helped organize his estate, and I stayed at his place, which we affectionately called the bunker, because it was underground. And I stayed there for more than a month, and I had access to all his journals and all his records, and everything supported the provenance of that ammo. And then after I got it, I transported it back to Arizona, and it's in underground storage now. So it's now over 65 years old. I've done the first test. As I said, I did a control group of 500 rounds and one brick of CCI, standard velocity, which is considered a good quality ammunition. And I fired it through the same rifle that I would then use for the old Remington ammunition. I fired five shot groups at 25 yards, measured center to center. With the CCI standard velocity, we got 0.502 inches average, which is just a reasonable hunting group. It's what you expect out of decent ammo. It's not the very highest quality, but I didn't fire it through the very highest quality rifle either. I fired it just through a standard. It was a Mossberg 702, which is probably the cheapest semi-automatic 22 you can get on the market. A remarkably good rifle for the price, and I bought it specifically for this test because I intend it to be used over the next 40 years. And then I ran the old Remington standard velocity. Its average for five shot groups of 25 yards was 0.565 inches, 0.063 inches difference. That's awfully little. And then we ran velocity. I ran velocity measurements. We did it for 50 rounds of each. For the CCI, it's advertised at 1,070 feet per second. What I measured was 1,072.3 feet per second. So it's very close to what it's advertised at. The standard deviation was 17.5 and the extreme spread of 84. Then we did it for the old Remington, and we got a little higher velocity, 1,098.9, with a standard deviation of 19.8 and a little higher extreme spread. And we ran, the reason we did 500 rounds was to get an idea of its reliability. The CCI standard velocity had one failure to fire at round 102. It was a strong firing pin strike. I rotated the cartridge, fired perfectly on the second strike. We had one failure to fire of the old Remington at round 252, right after cleaning the gun. We cleaned it every 250 rounds, whether it needed it or not. And it had a very light primer spec. I took a picture of it. It's in the article. I don't think it was an adequate test of the round because the strike was so light. I don't know exactly what happened on that, but I think it was a mechanical failure and not an ammunition failure. But on the second strike, it went off perfectly. So for all practical purposes, there's just no difference between a nine-year-old CCI ammo and a 65-year-old Remington ammunition. There was no degradation I could detect for 65-year-old rimfire ammo. And there's enough ammunition that we can extend this test to over 100 years of storage. Well, starting at 65 this year, I don't think I'll make it to 100, so I got to recruit somebody to finish it up. But they'll get some ammunition to shoot. Got to find the right person.
Right.
And my intention is to extend this test to at least 2056.
Well, I hope that is what you have happen.
So, and if you think about it, there are some political implications of this, too. How many times have you heard people who want to disarm us say, well, we don't need to go after the guns. We'll just go after the ammo. In a few years, all that ammo will be no good.
Yeah.
I got news for them. Doesn't work that way.
No. No, it doesn't.
And we've had, I remember reading an article. I'll probably do an article of my own just highlighting this. It was in The Guardian. Now, you know The Guardian, far-left paper out of Britain.
Well, we got about 40 seconds.
They had some military expert on there saying the expected lifetime of ammunition is 7 years.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, will you be with me on Friday?
I intend to, barring misadventure. So.
Yeah, I promise I won't call you in the middle of your shopping trip saying, hey, man, can you come on now?
Well, I don't mind. If I could have helped you out, it's just that, it would have been difficult because I'd have been driving.
It's the drama of live radio, Dean. It's just all there is to it. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure, though.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. Now more than ever, you're going to have to pay attention to what's going on. We've entered the dark times. This has been Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.